How do you boost progesterone and testosterone in balance for women over 50 while maintaining healthy estrogen levels?
This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert.
Ron from Facebook asks, how do you boost progesterone and testosterone in balance for women over 50 while maintaining healthy estrogen levels? Hey, it's JJ, and I've got Dr. Anna Kubeka. She's known as the girlfriend doctor, triple board certified, Emory University trained OBGYN with us today to answer this question. And she speaks from experience. She's risen from her own ashes of personal tragedy that spiraled into depression from not one, but two rounds of menopause, weight gain, hair loss, and many other debilitating symptoms. Her journey led her around the world to learn about true health and natural healing. Dr. Anna came away from this empowered with the knowledge that modern medical training and research combined with time-tested wisdom and remedies will yield indisputable results. Dr. Anna is the author of two best-selling books, The Hormone Fix, a groundbreaking holistic lifestyle program for menopausal women, and Keto Green 16, a comprehensive nutritional plan to staying healthy and slim at any age. Dr. Anna is also one of my best friends and brought the tequila to my 50th birthday party. We'll be right back with the answer, so stay with me.
Now, this is really key. The first part is understanding why our hormones are shifting, what's happening to our hormones, and what we can do about it. First things first is understanding that it's normal to have drops in progesterone and testosterone as we age. Really, in our mid-30s, our progesterone levels start to decline because they are progesterone is predominantly produced by our ovaries in reproductive women, as well as our adrenal glands. DHEA peaks in our 20s for both men and women and starts to decline after that. Testosterone's a slower decline, as well as estrogen, in that, especially in this window, age 35 to 55, this I call a period of neuroendocrine vulnerability when all our hormones are shifting. It's the opposite of puberty, you guys. It's natural and normal, but suffering is optional. So we want to keep healthy. The first thing we need to do is reduce stress, because stress robs our hormone levels. It robs progesterone, testosterone, and estrogen to produce cortisol, our stress hormones, and to respond. So by shifting to a oxytocin attitude, oxytocin-rich attitude, oxytocin is the hormone of love, bonding, and connection, not to be confused by the medication oxycodone. So oxytocin is that hormone you feel when you look at your baby the first time, when you have an orgasm, when you laugh and play and are just enjoying your life, petting your dog. I mean, this is oxytocin-rich moments. The more oxytocin, the better management of cortisol we get. So the better stress management we can do is going to naturally boost our hormones. The second thing is we need to reduce the sugar in our body. We've got to break up with that bad boyfriend sugar, because sugar increases inflammation, increases cortisol, which is our natural anti-inflammatory, and again, robbing you of your sex hormones. So I say go Keto Green, and I truly recommend that. A good resource is my book, Keto Green 16. Now, the third thing that you have to do to boost your natural hormone levels and balance, and, you know, especially to eliminate toxic estrogens from your body, is to absolutely focus on getting a good night's sleep. I can't emphasize that enough. A good night's sleep is better than a, you know, laser rejuvenation facial. I'm telling you, a good night's sleep is anti-aging. So how do you do that? Definitely create an evening ritual that supports you and a morning ritual. Maybe it's eliminating coffee. Maybe it's just doing something different and creating your evening ritual with a beautiful, nice Epsom bath, add in some extra magnesium salts, and maybe supplement with melatonin, magnesium, and even bioidentical progesterone. And there are certain bioidentical progesterone creams that I can recommend over the counter. But also, if you're past age 45, you want to talk to your doctor about bioidentical progesterone. It can really make a difference in your life.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.